Good afternoon, New Earth, and welcome to the New Earth Podcast. I'm a little bit lacking music today, and that's okay. And I'm lacking a lot of things because we're going solo. We've got some of our team out for the Thanksgiving break, which they deserve. They wholeheartedly deserve. It is a fantastic holiday, and I hope they have a wonderful time getting together with their family. Is there really anything more important? I can't think of it. And as you get ready to settle down for the Thanksgiving holiday and spend time with loved ones, with family, or really close friends, whoever it might be, I am excited that I have the chance to reach out to you here with the New Earth Podcast. And I hope that I can provide some opportunity for perspective as we go into this week and this weekend, as we head hurling headlong into the holiday season. And you'll see a lot of Christmas lights. You're going to see a lot of bows and ribbons and light up thingamajigs everywhere. And yet there's this one little holiday right in the middle that I think deserves a ton of attention. And that is, of course, Thanksgiving, uniquely American and deserving of a lot of pensive forethought. So we've done exactly that. For today's broadcast on the New Earth Podcast, we have invited a very unique grouping of people. I have a panel of folks that work with the New Earth office. Everything we do every day is for you. I've told you before that you are the finest expression of our brand, and these are the people that on a daily basis are working closely to make sure that what we produce is reflective of you, that it is excellent like you. So we are very excited to share what New Earth means to us. So with that, let's get into the New Earth Podcast, and I will share with you the panel to be introduced in just 1 minute. So here we are on the New Earth Podcast, and I'm really, really excited to be talking with our panel today. And by way of introduction, we've got quite a few folks on the call right now. So I'm going to let all the folks join in and tell us their name and what they do at New Earth. And, you know, we may as well start from the top. So Bilal Rukhnuddin, why don't you go first? What do you do here?
appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call and taking time out to listen to this New Earth Podcast. My name is Bilal Rukhnuddin, as Kevin introduced me so aptly. And officially, my title is CEO, Chief Executive Officer. But really, what I do is make sure that I don't get in anyone's way to be able to do their jobs of delivering our mission of changing people's lives one body and soul at a time across the planet. And that's really what we're here. We're here to build New Earth as the best platform to create the most positive impact in each individual and community lives that we can, and to leave the world a better place than we found it. So that's really what we're here about, and that's what's exciting.
Amen to that. Thank you, Bilal. And over at the corporate office there in Klamath Falls, we've got a few folks that are joining us as well. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do at New Earth.
So I'll go ahead and start. My name is Kaylee Neathammer, and I am the communications coordinator. So I help manage all of our social media, newsletters, the blog, and anything that's related to words that go out to our associates and customers.
I am Maggie Porter. I'm the event coordinator for New Earth, and my title is exactly what I do. I coordinate the events that we have, the New Earth universities and city meetings, those kind of things for our associates.
Maggie, you make that sound like it's so simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, next.
I'm Nicole Morgan. I'm the director of customer care. So I make sure that you all receive top-notch service and that all of your questions get answered.
Awesome.
My name is Justin Strauss, and I work with the marketing group. So we maintain the websites, our print materials, our postery materials, All of our different website domains, newearth.com, teamnewearth.com, and office.newearth.com, to name just a few.
So think about that, folks. Think about who we have on this call right now. Everything you see and all the stuff that is beautiful, all the stuff that sounds great and reads well, all the stuff that you attend and enjoy, and all the calls that get answered, and at the very top, anything else that we do as a company, these are the people that represent it. So we really have a special panel in front of us, and I'm grateful to all of you for taking the time to be on this. Now, the thing that we wanted to talk about, being that we are right at the cusp of the Thanksgiving holiday, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday, in my opinion. Sometimes folks have a tendency to overlook it. If you look around, as of listening to this podcast, you will see most of the commercials have already immediately switched over to Christmas. You will see Christmas trees up in people's homes already. You'll see lights on houses. It's already becoming a Christmas holiday, but maybe it's important to take a moment before we get into all of that and consider what it's like to be thankful, and thankful for everything that we have. And at New Earth, I know that we're thankful for a specific set of things. I personally am grateful for the people that you have on this call. Each and every one of them are friends of mine. Each and every one of them do a great job and are actually deeply committed to what Bilal said, our goals as a company. So I want to kind of just have a conversation with this panel on the things that you are thankful for about New Earth, and maybe even about our field as they are out there spreading the word of New Earth. So let's go ahead and take it from the top again. Bilal, you are, without a doubt, one of a rare type of CEO in that you actually show and express gratitude more so than most I've known. I personally am grateful for that attribute in you. And every time we talk, it comes around to, well, what is right for the associates? What's right for them? You have a lot of thanks in your heart and gratitude for them. Tell us a little bit about why that is, and maybe a personal story or two of how you came to that decision.
Well, definitely, Kevin, and I thank you for your kind words, even though, just for the record, I didn't pay you extra to say those, but that's
I say
just
it,
letting you know. But
you know me, I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true, and it's very true.
No, exactly. No, I appreciate it. I think, to be honest, and it comes with a twofold approach, and from my personal perspective. One is, I think the mission that we're on is such as awe-inspiring. And you've heard, you've heard me talk a little bit about my family story and how we kind of evolved our way of thinking about life. And, you know, we grew up in a community of entrepreneurs. We're from an entrepreneurial community, the small village that we're originally from in India. And so we have these entrepreneurial attitudes, like everybody's kind of in... You're either, there's like a threefold approach. You either go into agriculture, you either go into medicine as a doctor or a dentist or the health sciences, if you will, or you go into the business entrepreneurial community. And that's what the village that we're originally from has been doing for about 800 or 900 years or so. And we're actually a mixed breed. You know, we've done these DNA analysis, and we have DNAs from European descent, from African descent, from East Asian descent. And so there's this conglomeration of, we technically came from a mercantile family, if you will. So we have this entrepreneurial background that's always built in us. But initially in our familial enterprises here in the United States, our goal was, we wanted to create an impact in the world, and the best way at that time that we knew of how to create an impact, a positive impact, is by giving people the ability to earn their own livelihood, which is AKA to be able to get a job. And so we had this internal family goal that we never expressed outside, but we had this goal that we wanted to be able to employ 100,000 people, and that would be being able to affect 100,000 families. But as we got involved with New Earth and as we got involved with the concept of network marketing, we realized that in its true essence, network marketing is about creating entrepreneurs, and it's about the entrepreneurial spirit. And we had to evolve our thinking to be able to impact that attitude of maybe our goal is not really about creating 100,000 employees per se, but it's if it was about creating 100,000 entrepreneurs that are similar to ourselves, then think about the impact those entrepreneurs can have on their families, on their communities, and on themselves. And that's really the mind shift that we had. So first and foremost, I'm most grateful that, you know, we are blessed to be in the stewardship of New Earth to be able to be used as a platform to create entrepreneurs. And that's what this, in essence, that's what this is important to me. And that's the legacy that we want to leave on with our time on this planet. And that's really what's really drives our emphasis and everything that we do. In addition to that, we were really blessed to be in stewardship of a beautiful part of the country, of an amazing environment in the Pacific Northwest that creates this amazing, unique Earth's First Food foundational product that allows us a quicker and more stable and more inherent platform to achieve that goal of creating, you know, that many entrepreneurs to create that positive impact in this world. And so going back, if you kind of take it back to your original question, Kevin, is I'm grateful for so many things, but I think just being able to have New Earth in our lives, in our family life, and to be able to have New Earth as a legacy platform for not only for our associates, but also for our team internally, for the home team, it's something very grateful to be a part of. And with that is the Earth's First Food foundational product, where we're able to impact people's lives in a very positive way and to educate people and empower people about it is important what you consume in your bodies, and what you eat and how you feel can have a tremendous impact in your personal life. And as they always say, health is your first wealth. And if you can take care of your health and you learn some of the entrepreneurial skills, and if that's what you choose to, you can get the skill sets of taking control and doing the best with whatever cards life may have dealt you with. So that's kind of at the top of my list. I'm personally also very grateful for the team that I have. I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, my job is really about making sure the platform runs well and that associates have the best experience in being able to use New Earth as a platform, to partner with New Earth, to use it as a means to achieve their entrepreneurial experience, to achieve the best health that they can have, to achieve the best source of, you know, true inner freedoms that they aspire to, and use it as a means for a legacy for themselves and their own families from an individual perspective. And to do that means to have the best team that you can surround yourself with. And that's what it really is. So I am grateful for the team that we have, everybody from, you know, all 55 employees that we employ at New Earth, every single individual of them and their families play a part in making sure that we deliver world-class products, and making sure we deliver world-class experience, and making sure we deliver a world-class platform that, in essence, can create a positive impact in people's lives. So we're very fortunate. You know, I believe it's a great blessing on us, on our family. You know, I'm very grateful for the family that we have. We're very blessed as a community, as an individual, as my immediate family. So it's just a lot of things to be grateful for. And just to echo off Kevin again, I really enjoy Thanksgiving. It's my favorite holiday, really is. Even though, you know, being grateful is a great, expressing gratitude is a good experience and a good habit to do on a regular basis, but it just forces us to get together and to kind of put this day on and say, what are we grateful for? We're grateful for this world. We're grateful for this earth. We're grateful for the stewardship of this wonderful Earth's First Foods products that we have. We're grateful for the community that we have at home, in our home team, and the people that are around us to make our New Earth an excellent platform. We're grateful for the community of associates that voluntarily work with us to use New Earth as a platform to achieve their own aspirations and dreams and goals. We're grateful for the country that we live in. We're grateful for the time that we live in. And there's a lot of things, even though sometimes it's difficult, there's a lot of things to be grateful for. And just, I think it just grounds us, and that's what we're really grateful for. So thank you. I know we said grateful probably a gazillion times, but it really, that's what it's about. We're appreciative of you taking the time to entrust us with your reputation in partnering with New Earth to create a positive impact in people's lives around you. And for that, we're very grateful.
Yeah, that's a solid amen to that one. That's fantastic, Bilal. A lot of folks need to know that the owner of a company feels that way, and that's important, that you're respected for your associateship, right? That you, being out there voluntarily doing your work to build your business, are also held in high esteem. And so, again, thank you, Bilal. Let's turn to Justin Strauss over there in marketing. Justin, you've created a lot of the materials that we use, a lot of the websites that people see, and they're just beautiful. You worked with a great team to accomplish that. But what is it about New Earth that makes you grateful?
I get to pick an easy one, and that really is, for me, pretty worry-free health, and due in no small part to our life-changing and amazing products. But I don't have to worry about how I wake up feeling every day. So I feel pretty darn good. So I'm very grateful for that and the group that I've had the privilege of working with for all these years.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be differently.
It is kind of nice, right? Like I don't get sick. And even if I don't even like to use the word sick anymore, because I don't get sick. I'm down for a half an hour, right? Other people get sick differently than I do. It's interesting that you'd mention that. So it's a great point. I think a lot of people relish that fact, and maybe now's a good time of year to think about it, right?
Definitely.
What do you take on a daily basis? What products do you use?
All of them.
Clarification, what don't you take every day?
I take most of them. I take lots of them. I probably take 10 each of our probiotics, probably 25 capsules of body every day, 3 or 5 each. Depends on how many just shoot out of the bottle when I'm, you know, flipping caps open and dumping them into my hand. But, you know, probably 60 capsules of our products total a day.
That's awesome.
We have a very generous program for employee orders. I take full advantage of. And so I'm really good at swallowing lots of big numbers of capsules all at once.
That's fantastic. So let's turn to customer care. Now, we went out of our way to change the name of that this last year, that it's no longer customer service, it's customer care. And I think one of the reasons, Nicole, is actually this topic of Thanksgiving, and that we have an attitude of gratitude for our associates. But tell me your thoughts. Tell me a little more about that.
We are extremely grateful for our associates. And Kevin, that is why we changed our name to Customer Care, because quite frankly, we wouldn't be here without them. Our department is here to support all of our customers, including those who just want to order every once in a while, to those who are our business builders, and we truly enjoy doing that. And that's why I'm so grateful for the teamwork that we have here at New Earth. We have a huge mission to help people around the world, especially in North America, and our products can do just that. Help them in their health and for those who choose in their wealth. And it certainly can't be done alone. It takes an army, if you will. And that's what customer care is here to do, is support those who are building. And I'm just so grateful for those who are out in the trenches every day working to spread the word about New Earth and the word about health and change as many lives as possible.
That's awesome. And you see those calls every single day, right? You have people coming in and calling in and either placing an order or enrolling as an associate. And they just have these, they're from all over the country, and they have, everybody has a unique perspective on how they can change the world, right?
Oh, absolutely. I wish that we could share all the calls that we get and the unique experiences that people have in their individual stories. There's just so many that we can't, but they're just phenomenal, and it's a really fun job. We get to work with some amazing people every day.
That's fantastic. All right, folks. So we're just going to take a real quick pause right here in the New Earth podcast, because I want to tell you and keep you informed of something that is coming. Something awesome this way comes. It is, of course, coming into the season of shopping. And Thanksgiving, if anything, has become known for Black Friday and some of the deals that you can find. And at New Earth, it's no different. The festivities, as soon as the festivities are over this weekend, we're going to share an exclusive special offer with you starting early, early Friday morning. So keep a close ear to New Earth's communication channels so you don't miss out. You definitely don't want to miss the deal that we're going to be offering for Black Friday. We even have something planned for Cyber Monday. So stick around, keep close, pay attention, and follow us on social media. We are at the @ New Earth Co. Don't forget the Co. @ New Earth Co. on Facebook. You can see us on Twitter as well. And you can always check your online office. We're going to have some great specials for you. So keep your eyes peeled. And with that, we're going to get back to the podcast. So speaking of wanting to be able to hear some of those stories and being able to be with those people, events, you know, Maggie, when we're at these events, we get to be face to face with our associates, and we kind of get to see New Earth in practice, right? Because New Earth is, it's a persona. It's a company that is a being, right? And we are out and about doing good in the world. And nowhere is that better expressed than maybe at our events. So tell me a little bit about your world perspective with New Earth and what you're grateful for.
Oh, gosh, the list is so long. events give me the opportunity to hang out with the associates that I want to see every day if I could, that I get to talk to, but not, connect with as much as I'd like to, as often as I'd like to. And it's nice seeing all of them. There's a connection that you have between an associate and yourself when you're talking on the phone. But I think it just amplifies that connection when you actually get to talk to them face to face. And I think, the people in this room and the people who go to the events, we can all, agree that it's a special thing to get to go to those and see all of our associates and be with them for, just a couple days, on the eco tours, having fun, learning about the business, all of the cool things that we get to do at the events. So it's really fun to see those people. And I mean, on a social/selfish standpoint, I get to hang out with all of my closest friends who I work with every day, and they can't leave me. So they're basically stuck with me because we're all, I mean, I think the thing that I'm most grateful for is that at New Earth, we are all one giant family, like Bilal was saying. A perfect example is we had an employee dinner a couple weeks ago. And when I was telling everyone around me, oh, yeah, I have this employee dinner, I kept saying family dinner. And they're like, well, don't you see your family all the time? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, employee dinner. But you guys really are my family. So it's fun at events to not only hang out with the associates, but also with my family. And, you know, do fun things with everyone. And at the last event, actually, we've all been not really talking about it because I think it was one of those things that we kind of just had fun doing without telling people. But I'm going to let it slip, guys. We actually, all of us here, except for Justin, sorry, we missed you. We're donating the leftover lunch boxes to people who we thought needed them around DC. And I think that was one of my favorite times ever that we've ever done at an event, let alone my lifetime, is just doing something for the good of others. And it was with you guys. So you guys are my family, and you also help me do nice things. So some of you are literally my family. So it's just nice to have people that you work closely with, but also actually like.
Yeah, it reminds me of the time when we got to go after the Eco, but at the beginning of the Eco Tour in Klamath Falls, when we got to go to the Klamath Crisis Center. Man, just the sight of all of these New Earth people just attacking that house and getting things painted and getting sidewalks fixed and removing debris and trimming hedges. I mean, it was awesome. They didn't do it with a sense of, well, I guess we got to put in some service, right? They literally went into like high gear getting after that. It was so cool.
Yeah, it actually, I told Kaylee afterwards, I said, I actually almost cried a little bit because I was half concerned that there wouldn't be enough stuff for us to do and half concerned that the stuff they needed to be done, we wouldn't be able to, you know, necessarily do. And so when we got there and everyone was just running around like, oh, I'll do that. And, you know, just so ready to volunteer their time to, you know, help this charity in need. It actually almost brought tears to my eyes because I thought, you guys are so cool. You're not even, like you said, they're not like, I guess I'll pick up the cement block. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll take the whole entire sidewalk, hand it over. It's just.
Yeah. And it was awesome. Wild to see because it wasn't like, okay, time to go. And everybody was like, oh, thank goodness. We had to pry people away. Like, hey, we got other things to do. It was funny. That's fantastic. Yeah. So thankful for that. And thank you, Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kaylee, we get to communicate with people a lot on social media. We interact with them online quite a bit. And that is your responsibility to manage all these different conversations. But you get to know people online. I mean, it's almost like the new way to build and establish these relationships. And this last year, we passed 10,000. In fact, I think we're close to 12,000 on our connections through Facebook. So
I have something awesome to tell you.
You do? Hit me.
We're actually closer to 15,000.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've made a number of connections on our Facebook page, which is really exciting. And something I'm really proud of and excited to see where we can keep going with that community.
So tell me a little bit about what you have gained from that and maybe some of the things that you're grateful for through New Earth.
Well, one of the things I'm really excited about that we've done still pretty recently, we have two really special Facebook groups. And so what I think is really special about them is that we've created two really different communities, but both with the same goals and mindset, and that is to live our best lives and really to help others do the same. So the first is our Facebook Leaders Corner group, and we've got close to 2,000 people in that group who share inspiration, share updates, anything regarding New Earth business. And the community there is awesome because it's supportive. We've got a lot of interaction. It's a great place to get questions answered really, really quickly, not even just from the home team, but from other associates, and to really gain different perspective from people who are in the trenches doing the same thing you're doing. And that group is really exciting to me because it gives us all the chance to get together a lot more frequently than we're able to otherwise. And then the other group that I'm really excited about is our Dare to Be Wild Facebook group. And in the last 3 weeks, we've got about 115 people in that group. And all of us are doing the Dare to Be Wild dare. And we are updating with progress, asking questions, sharing tips, sharing updates on how we're doing. And it has turned into not to oversell it, but this really beautiful community where every day there's somebody posting encouragement, people are cheering each other on and really supporting each other in a way that I think that we've seen before, especially at events. But to see it every single day and to see this group continuing to flourish and thrive has been really exciting, and to really get in there and get to know our associates on a different level than I've been able to before has been really exciting.
Yeah.
That group is really fun too. I mean, anything you post in there, everybody is so supportive, and fun and funny, and just, it's such an authentic place, which I think is really special because it's hard to find those on the internet these days.
Yeah, it's hard to find an authentic location on Facebook, right? And yet, maybe that's why it's growing so well, right?
Right. And yet we have this place, and I love it. I love to check in there. I love to see what everybody's up to. So that's one of the things that I'm really grateful for. And it kind of ties in, you know, when I started here, I was vaguely familiar with the algae. I think if you live in Klamath Falls, you know what the algae is. And I knew that our company harvested the algae. And past that, I didn't know very much, to be honest. I made this joke the other day, but it's really true. I knew just enough about the algae to not sound stupid in my interview and still get hired. right? Because you have to know enough where they're like, did you even do your homework? I knew just enough. But, you know, I spent time in customer care, formerly customer service. But getting on the phone with our associates and customers is really special because you hear these stories about how these products have been life-changing. And to be honest, as you know, Kevin and everyone else in the room, a lot of them we can't tell for compliance reasons. Right. But as somebody right. just starting out, it was amazing for me to hear the impact that these products have had. And so to be able to continue that journey with our associates and to see them continuing to live in good health, to be able to go and explore and live the lives that they want because of these products and this opportunity has been really eye-opening and really amazing. But being able to form connections with them is what has been even more special. Spending time with our associates at events and getting to know them. You know, I remember I was pregnant with twins a couple years ago who are now one-year-old boys. But when I was pregnant, we did an event actually, and I was noticeably pregnant. And I was so touched at our associates who had just been so supportive and so kind and, you know, learned that a number of our associates, not a lot, but enough, actually have twins. And so formed connections with them because of that. And even now, you know, they are so sweet and so kind about my family and my kids. And they're the type of people who just remember, you know, they don't listen to you for the sake of pretending to care. They really genuinely care. And I'm grateful for that because I don't know that it's that way everywhere else. And so it's nice to be able to connect with them. It's nice to work with the people that we have at the home team. I think that we're a really fun, good group. We get along well, we work hard together. You know, and I think that we're really lucky to have that because I don't think that happens everywhere. I think that we've got a special community here, both home team, associate, and in my personal sphere on social media. And for that, I'm really grateful.
Yeah, to actually add on to Kaylee's, shout out to Barbara Swanson because it, like with when she was pregnant, when we went on the the eco tour in Klamath, and we were doing the volunteer work at Marta's house. Barb actually kept shooing me away from work because it was right after my accident and I wasn't supposed to be doing any heavy lifting or anything. And she kept going, "Maggie, just go sit down. You can't do this. I will do this." Like, it was just wonderful. Our associates are so sweet and they genuinely care. So yeah,
they really are the type of person. You don't meet these people very often. You know how they say, "Oh, he'd give you the shirt off his back," right? These really are the types of folks that we're talking about. They really are that quality of an individual. And I'm just grateful that we have them in our life.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
So since I manage communications, as we just discussed, podcasts also fall in my court. And with that, I'm going to take over the call for a minute because you are not off the hook in sharing what you're grateful for. So you're, what are you most grateful for in regards to New Earth?
My goodness, so many things. It starts probably with my first experience, and that was in meeting the leadership. I really am truly grateful for the team that is at the home office, and primarily Bilal and Jerry. They were my first exposure to the company, and I have been in this industry for a very long time. I've met a lot of leaders in a lot of companies. And everyone walks around with this belief, this need to market that they are different, right? But in most cases, it's marketing. And it's not the truth. And I just would tell you that from my experience. However, these two gentlemen are the real deal. They lead with their hearts. They work with their hearts. They have a service mentality. They buy into this concept that leaders, you know, eat last. And I really love that about them. A lot of the time you're waiting for the axe to fall when you realize, oh, they aren't what I thought they were. And they just are. They're real, legitimate, good, honest people that are also running a business. And that's sometimes not the way it is. So I'm grateful for that. I am grateful that they introduced me to these products. Well, these products have quite literally not just changed my life, but in my own personal belief, saved my life. I can't express how grateful I am that I have my health back. Like Justin, I went from a person who was sick all the time and constantly in pain to no longer having those types of concerns personally. And it's these products have really, really turned me around, and I'm grateful for that. I don't think I'll ever, ever stop using them. It would be a fool's errand to try. And then I have the sincere benefit to be able to travel this country, meeting with the entrepreneurs that Bilal talked about at the very beginning of the call. I get to look them in the eyes and shake their hands and give them hugs. Most of them are huggers. Very few of them are handshakers. And they are product believers. They are product users. And they are entrepreneurs. They are all types and sizes of people that love doing what we do, and they stick with us because of our authenticity matches their authenticity, and they want to be here for all the right reasons. And once again, that's probably number one. Above the other two is that our field is authentic and they want it for the right reasons. They want to do good in the world. There was a day in network marketing where that was the case in a lot of different companies. And I think that that day has sort of moved on, except it hasn't here. People want to save the world. They want to change the world. I love that because I'm a mission-driven person, and I think they are too. So I'm ready to do it with them, hands down. So thank you for taking over the call for a moment there, Kaylee, and asking me that. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
So to sum up, I would say the following. Thanksgiving is indeed my favorite holiday because it asks for nothing in return. Every year on Thanksgiving, I have a particular habit that I've gotten myself into. But I sit down by myself, quiet, away from family, before football, and I write down a list of the top 50 things that I'm grateful for. And over time, I can go back and look at those top 50s that I've written over the years, and invariably, I'm grateful for things like food and water at the bottom, like 49 and 50, right? There are so many other things to be grateful for. And for the last number of years, New Earth and the friends that I've made have been on that list of things that I'm grateful for and that I am thankful for. I believe, as I think all of us here at New Earth do, and all of those of you listening to the New Earth podcast today, that gratitude is a mark of a noble soul, a refined character. And we like to be around those that are grateful. They tend to brighten everybody else around them. And that's why it's so easy to be around a thankful person, a person with an attitude of gratitude. They make other people feel better about themselves, and they tend to be more humble, more joyful, and more likable. And I think it's obvious why, because gratitude can turn simple things. It turns a meal into a feast where you're having fun with everybody around the table. It turns drudgery, things that you don't like to do, into a delight, things that you love to do. It softens grief. It enables us to share grief with others. It heightens our pleasure. We have more joy out of life. It turns the simple and common, mundane into the memorable and transcendent. That is the importance of gratitude and Thanksgiving. And at the end of it, I suppose the most important is that it forges a bond of loyalty, admiration, and love. I don't think that loyalty, admiration, and love can exist outside of the parameters of gratitude and thankfulness. So I would challenge everybody listening to this New Earth podcast today, consider what you're grateful for. Count your blessings. And if you will, you will see that it doesn't warm your heart and bring a smile to your face. I'm certain that it will. And I would challenge you to do that with others. You know, go out and share that attitude of Thanksgiving. Share with them what New Earth has to offer. It's part of that Thanksgiving message, part of that gratitude that you experience. And I would hope that we can all strive to have an attitude of gratitude every single day, up to this Thanksgiving Day and far, far beyond that into the holiday season and into 2017. So with that, any other thoughts, Bilal? I don't want to close out the call. We're having such a good time. But Bilal, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to share?
No, again, it's just, I agree with you, Kevin. It's just, to go through this experience and this exercise of hearing, and everyone having the opportunity to express and listening to, everyone's expression of gratitude. It just makes you, that much more, joyful. It does transcend your spirit, and it is something that we are very, very grateful. You know, it boils down to very simple things that you talked about. It boils down to being grateful for the blessings that you have and trying to see the blessings, even though they sometimes might be hidden in difficulty or in dilemmas, if you will. And I think going through that exercise of trying to express your gratefulness for specific things allows you to change your outlook in life and allows you to positively impact others in a positive way. And it's a virtuous cycle that goes in. I'm sure many of you and many of us have seen these videos where one act of, you know, the pay it forward model, where one act of doing good creates this whole chain reaction of a whole bunch of people doing good for others, and you don't even know where that where that cycle ends. And I think gratitude has that same sort of experience where allowing people to shift their lens and kind of change their perspective to be able to go through those difficult times or through be able to go through those dilemmas, to enjoy with a community, with your family, with yourselves, to have a faithfulness element to it, really expresses and exposes the best of people, which allows us to create this virtuous cycle of a chain reaction that almost never ends of people expressing gratitude and living gratitude and moving and paying that forward. So I am very grateful to each and every one of you on the call. I'm grateful to each and every one of you that's taking part in listening to this podcast, and each and every one of you that has experienced New Earth, whether it's through our life-changing, amazing products or if it's through our opportunity or through some combination of both. And even if it's just a one-time experience, I'm grateful for that. And most importantly, as we talked about from my personal family perspective, we're very grateful and honored and blessed that we have been entrusted with the stewardship of this amazing product and this amazing platform called New Earth that you have partnered with, or you've chosen to partner with, to entrust us with your reputations to really change the world and how you can see how you want to create the world that you want to live in and leave for your children and for your future generations. So for that, we're very grateful. And thank you once again for everyone on this team and for all those that are in the home team. And if I may speak on behalf of everybody at New Earth, that we're grateful for each and every one of you that are listening to this call and that are partnered with us in this mission of changing each body and soul on this planet.
Thank you so much, Bilal. Thank you, team. Thank you for your participation, and thank you everybody out there in New Earth. Thank you for your listening to the New Earth podcast. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.